Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 57. When the time came for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they were rejoicing with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. They wanted to call him Zechariah after the name of the father, but his mother answered, "No, he will be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." They made signs to his father to see what he wanted to name him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all amazed. Immediately, Zechariah's mouth was opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came on all who lived around them. In the entire hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. And everyone who heard this took it to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? Clearly, the hand of the Lord was with him." His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited us and prepared redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he said long ago through the mouth of his holy prophets. He raised up salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, in order to show mercy to our fathers by remembering his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father, to grant deliverance to us from the hand of our enemies, so that we are able to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, because you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, because of God's tender mercies, by which the rising sun from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child continued to grow and became strong in spirit. He lived in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.